We are joined here by the voice of the Rockford IceHogs, Joseph Sokshevsky. You can find him on Twitter at Joey Z Radio. And Joey, with everything going on, it's a bit of a different world that we're living in since the last time we saw some game action over at the BMO. How have you been holding up?
Yeah, you know what, Johnny? It's great to chat with you again, man. I think this is the first time we've been able to chat since you've been running the board for Rockford IceHogs games over on Sportsman Radio 1330. So it's good to catch up with you, and I'm glad you're here. You're doing all right. It certainly is pretty different and how things are looking. I think now as the initial shock is starting to go down a little bit in terms of the emotions attached to it, with, you know, the season being suspended, no more games, with, you know, still six home games for the IceHogs left out on the table, and, you know, a couple more, half dozen other to be played on the road, and it's unique. It's definitely unique, and I know you and I were just talking too about how we're going to look back at this and the memorable moments that were coming out of this. And you know what? I'm thankful to report that I'm healthy. The family's healthy. Everybody's doing okay. Like, we're practicing social distancing. We're, you know, staying home and staying strong, as everyone, you know, in the state is encouraged to do. And knock on wood, I know it's a trial of patience and a trial of understanding, and trying to find that understanding amongst all the various, you know, news outlets and stories that you're reading. But I think it kind of shows at times the best sides of us too, and being able to support each other as a community like the IceHogs, and everybody pulling on the same rope together. And it kind of shows that community value. And you know what, I'll take that, because that's something that I've really enjoyed seeing over these last couple of weeks, is how we've all been able to come together.
It's crazy, man. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. I'm glad to hear that things are still continuing. And it normally, at this time of the year, it's a busy one for you, because it was shaping up to be an exciting fight for the playoffs with the Hogs. I think at one point it was four teams in the Central separated by one or two points. I mean, what was the vibe like, at least with the team in the locker room, before the season was put on hold?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go on like a winning streak and you play a short amount of games and, you know, a quick amount of time, and all of a sudden, like, you have that long stretch where you only play like one game a week. And it's almost like if you're a player, you want to keep going. You want to keep playing because you got the momentum on your side, and everything's seeming to go your direction. And, yeah, the IceHogs are right there, tied for the fourth and final playoff spot before the season was put on pause. And right now, I mean, they're right in the thick of things. When you can go from third place to seventh place on a pin drop, and on how it's panned out. But yeah, it was interesting just because, I mean, of the breakdown with it. Okay, the IceHogs, the last hockey they played was a three-game and three-day weekend, little home and home against Grand Rapids, and then on the road against Chicago on a Sunday. And I remember vividly telling, you know, some of the staff members and stuff like that, like, you know, 3-3s are tough, especially when you got that afternoon game on a Sunday. Just to mentally, you know, pull yourself up, with some travel in between, long bus rides in there as well. And I was just like, whew, like, okay. And at the time, there was still one more to go. So we're kind of joking around about how, you know, endurance-wise, and, you know, how much coffee it was going to take to get rolling again. And boy, oh boy, were we glad to have a break ahead of us. And then all of a sudden, you started to see the dominoes fall around the league. And then that Sunday going into Monday, you discover about the NBA having a positive case. And then all of a sudden, you thought, okay, like, if that's that, you know, the other leagues are going to follow here soon. Like, once it impacts one of the big ones like that, you know, be paying attention. And that's exactly what happened. Scheduled to have, like, a coach's show that Monday, that got postponed and then eventually canceled. And then you were scheduled to have, like, great season ticket holder events. So one by one, you start to realize, like, okay, like, things are really starting to snowball here. And then the American Hockey League was right there with the NHL saying, like, you know, everything is suspended and don't expect any hockey before May. And then it's like, okay, like, first a little bit, you try and figure it out. The players were all staying in town. Everybody was kind of hanging out, sitting tight. And, you know, maybe it'll take like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. This will, you know, blow by. People will stay inside. It'll subside. The curve, as they're saying, will, you know, drop down. Medical professionals will get out ahead of it. But you just kind of saw things unfurl then to what it's become today, and then what we're preparing for the future. You know, it definitely impacted the sports world altogether. I mean, you and I are big baseball fans, and we saw opening day come and go, and it was kind of a sad, dreary, ominous opening day, if you will. And you tried to celebrate it at home, but still, it just had those undertones of a time that's certainly going to be remembered for all these postponements and cancellations. But for the Rockford IceHogs, tell you what, I mean, everybody is healthy and safe. All the players, once they got the green light to leave the Chicagoland and Rockford areas to head back to their respective homes, very okay. Everyone's back home now, and you know, riding this storm out. And it's still TBD on when we can expect hockey. And I know for the IceHogs, in local note, I guess, like, they have so many players that are overseas, Finland, Sweden, Russia, Switzerland. I mean, they kind of run the gamut there. So if you're talking about playing hockey here in a month, 2 months or so, I mean, you're going to have a good challenge trying to get players back across the pond to come back and, you know, run through the medical quarantines, run through the testing, get back into shape, as, you know, most of them don't have access to rinks and gymnasiums and things like that. So, yeah, it's interesting, but I tell you what, we found ways to keep engaged with our fan bases. I know, you know, when that's the beauty about being in our business, Jackson, is that, you know, people, when after they come home from their work, they want to, you know, let a little steam out, have a little bit of fun. What do? They listen to some great rock and roll music. They come out and enjoy some hard-hitting hockey action, and it's a great escape and a great release. So on that note, the Ice Hogs have been very active on the website and social media, just getting messaging out there and being a solution to find questions of, you know, where can they get a good meal for that night with delivery options or pickup, where can they, you know, work out a ticket solution, where can they find archived games, highlights, catch up with their favorite players, you name it. So long story short, it's been a unique pivot and a unique focus, but at the same time, again, the Ice Hogs want to, this is an opportunity for them to give back to a community that's done so much for them over the years.
Well, what you guys are doing over there at the BMO and on the .com is outstanding, still keeping people engaged and informed. And I was going to ask, with all the travel and everything, that was becoming a very hazy topic for a little while. We didn't really know. Some of the players who do live overseas, as you mentioned, it was going to be tough for them to get back. And even if there is a resumption in the league year later on, having that quarantine once they return, we don't know exactly when that's going to be. And then you're talking about competing schedules. Have you been able, through the blessing of Zoom or Skype, at least been able to keep in touch with the players?
They're just hanging tight. We've been lucky to have some Facebook Live fan Q&As. There are a lot of guys that have been more than gracious with their time to hop on and join myself and the fan base and answer some questions about what they're doing. And they've been pretty forthcoming, too, about, you know, communication's been fairly limited. At the same time, like, other than hearing from, you know, trainers and nutritionists and, you know, making sure that your diet and everything like that is still on par and you can exercise with, you know, what equipment's available to you or what space is available to you.
I've got the schedule in front of me, as if that matters really anymore. We've got 5 or so dates left, but tonight there's a Chicago Wolves game that was scheduled to be playing. Are you guys going to be running a classic Ice Hogs versus Wolves rivalry game?
100%. And that was kind of the mindset, is, you know what, we're going to take the rest of the schedule, we're going to play it on out. And it's going to be with classic games from either this current season or the past season, and have the calls with it and all the excitement with it too. So, yeah, so we got the Wolves tonight, and then you got the Milwaukee Admirals the next night, and I mean, it's going to be fun. We're going to relive Hockey Fights Cancer Night, which was earlier in November, an outstanding game at BMO Harris Bank Center. Of course, the players were wearing their lavender uniforms and auctioning them off for a great cause, but of course, it was a big Ice Hogs performance against their in-state rivals, too, and that'll be fun. And then the Milwaukee contest on Saturday will be a nice showcase of, you know, when Kevin Lonkinen set an all-time record, 55 saves, and a big victory for the Ice Hogs as well. So it's a nice way to walk down memory lane, and for me as a broadcaster, to go back and moderate and listen to yourself for a full hockey game, sometimes I'm like, man, do I really sound like that? Did I really say that? Like, what am I thinking? So it's fun.
And you're right there in the chat too, right?
Yeah, I'm right there talking, answering questions, and having a lot of fun with fans too. So I'm very much engaged with everybody too. And it's been, and I find myself still getting all tensed up. We had an overtime rebroadcast not too long ago with a Matthew Highmore game winner, and I got excited. I was like, oh, man, it's overtime. Like, I knew it was going to happen, but, like, still, you get excited. It's fun to share that with everybody.
Well, that's the one positive that comes out of all of this. We don't have live sports, but at least we can look back at some of the cool memories that have happened, and the Ice Hogs and you have done a great job with doing that here recently, Joey. Where can people find the Classic Games going forward?
Classic Games, if you want to see the full schedule, I mean, everything is linked right through the homepage, right on the front page, icehogs.com. We're doing the broadcast themselves on Facebook Live, so it's a chance to actually live get in, talk with your friends and family. It's a good way to connect with them and share some Ice Hogs hockey as well and watch a little action there. You can pop it up and connect it up to your TV, put it on the big screen. We try and make it as easy as possible to get it on all your devices. So icehogs.com, and then we're rebroadcasting the games on Facebook, and hope you come and hang out with us.
And we'll be sharing those as well, Joey. Thank you so much, man. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Continue to stay safe, both you and your family, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Jackson, it's always great to catch up with you, man. I'm glad you're doing all right, too. And it's good to hear from you again. It's got to get the broadcast team back together. You're the ones that pushes all the buttons and gets us on the ones and twos up and running.
It's been way too long, Joey. I cannot wait, man.
that makes two of us, pal. I'm right there with you.
All right. Joey Z, voice of the Rockford IceHawks, kind enough to join us here. We've got the IceHawks Classic game going on later tonight, 7 o'clock, where you can join them on Facebook Live at Rockford IceHawks on Facebook.